With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Business owners and community members in northeastern Montana say they were looking forward to the added tax dollars and customer base the Keystone XL pipeline would have brought into the area before President Joe Biden canceled a vital permit for the development. YPR News reports that Montana's governor Friday visited Glasgow in Valley County and held a roundtable with local officials and business people there. The walls of photographer Sean Heavey's gallery in downtown Glasgow feature framed photos of train cars, sunlit shacks, and stormy skies. Heavey is also pretty involved in the community.
Across the street from my studio, there's a sign for the Community Pool Foundation. We're trying to raise roughly $2 million to build a new pool.
Valley County officials estimate the pipeline would have brought $2 million in tax revenue to the county and its roughly 7,300 residents. And the pool is the kind of project Heavey imagines would have benefited.
That's money that can be spent on roads, on the schools, on, everything.
Other community members around town said they were looking forward to the pipeline, including school secretary Judy Waters, who's spending her Friday afternoon shopping at a local home decor and gift shop downtown.
The tax base would, obviously going through our community would be amazing. I mean, we have lots of property taxes anyways and pay a lot of money for what we have. And this would really help with that.
Montana's Republican leaders are taking a strong stance against Biden's permit cancellation. Senator Steve Daines and Representative Matt Rosendale are co-sponsoring bills to authorize the Keystone XL pipeline. On Friday, Governor Greg Gianforte toured several sites associated with the Keystone XL. He spent about an hour in Glasgow's Cottonwood Inn and Suites Convention Center, listening to how the pipeline cancellation affects 20 officials, business people, and community members from Valley and Phillips County his office had invited there.
The message I'd like to ask you to help me to deliver is there's one person who could correct this error, and that's our president.
Cottonwood General Manager Rob Brunel says in 2016, the Cottonwood invested $1.4 million and added 23 rooms to accommodate incoming construction workers. He says pipeline workers made up about 70% of the Cottonwood's business in April, May, and June in 2020, when pre-construction began. He recalls his disappointment and disbelief when he heard about the permit cancellation.
It's even a bigger slap in the face, so to speak, because the last almost 12 months that we've gone through with business being down, with the shutdowns and everything else, it really hurts.
Another business that feels it's missing out is Nemont Telephone Cooperative based out of Scobie. Greg Hunter is a PR and marketing specialist for Nemont.
I look at the infrastructure that we actually would be building out along with the roads and everything else. We were moving fiber and stuff to those work camps. Also possibility of having more cellular towers and stuff like that too that would actually serve after they're gone. They would serve the people from the community and from our area.
Also at the table was Glasgow Public Schools Superintendent Wade Sunby, who says he's concerned the public will be less likely to vote for a mill levy without the lowered taxes that the pipeline could provide.
I worry that piece goes away, and now I have to look at the financial end of the school district and see where, if we can continue to hire teachers, if we even have that as an option.
Not represented at the event with Gianforte were pipeline opponents, who say the pipeline breaks tribal treaty agreements, introduces a heightened risk of human trafficking along with man camps, and risks oil spills that could contaminate local water. Dakota Lakota activist Angeline Cheek, a member of the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes, greeted news of the permit cancellation with joy when she heard about it. But that joy was tempered with expectation of next steps.
I mean, there was some relief. I had a feeling that something else was going to come up.
The pipeline has been a legal battleground for years. Elected officials in both Canada and the United States, including Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson, have suggested they may pursue further legal action if Biden does not reinstate the permit issued by his predecessor. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.